This week's parsha is Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech. We have a double parsha. It is the last week, last Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. And in this parsha, we have the famous parsha or paragraph that talks about tshuva, repentance. So in this parsha, there are a number of interesting ideas. Just wanted to look at a couple of things here. It says, V'haya ki yavo alecha kol hadvim ha'ila, ha'bracha v'ha'kala asher nasati lefanecha, v'ha'shevosa el levavecha b'chol ha'gayim asher hidichacha Hashem elokecha shama. There shall come a time when you shall experience all the words of blessing and curse that I have presented to you. There among the nations where God will have banished you, you will reflect on the situation. You will then return to God, your Lord, and you will obey Him, doing everything that I am commanding you today. You and your children will repent with all your heart and with all your soul. And then what? Vishav Hashem Elokecha Eshevuscha V'richamecha. God will then bring back your remnants and have mercy on you. God, your Lord, will once again gather you from among all the nations where He scattered you. Even if your diaspora is at the ends of the heavens, God, your Lord, will gather you up from there and He will take you back. God, your Lord, will then bring you back, bring you to the land that your ancestors occupied, and you will occupy it. God will be good to you and make you flourish even more than your ancestors. God will remove the barriers from your hearts and from the hearts of your descendants so that you will love God, your Lord, with all of your heart and soul. Thus will you survive. So there are a couple of things that pop out, just simple ideas that think are very important as we come to the beginning of the new year, Rosh Hashanah. The idea of the 10 days of repentance begin with Rosh Hashanah. We see that on Rosh Hashanah, we do not discuss anything to do with sin. There's nothing to do with chet, nothing with sin. But it's a time of tshuva, beginning of the tshuva process. It's the day of judgment, Yom HaDin. Nothing to do with sin, even on the day of judgment. Rather, we begin the tshuva process. And here in this week's parsha, it talks about the idea of tshuva. So two things that I just wanted to focus on. One is that there's a strange idea that says that you'll return to Hashem, v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha. You'll hear, listen to Hashem's voice, what Moshe's being mitzavas. And then it says, v'shav Hashem elokecha eshvuscha. So Rashi says, it should have said, v'heshiv, He will return. Hashem will return your remnants. But it says, v'shav. So Rashi on this says that it should have said the Heshiv to teach us that it, and when it says in the singular, it's as if God dwelled with us while we were in the exile. Vishav Hashem is that God Himself will return. He was with us while we were in exile. He was with us in the darkness, and He will be with us as well when we return. So that it's the idea that He's always with us, which I think is such an important idea when we come to Rosh Hashanah to realize that Hashem is with us. And that's, I guess that's the major idea of the whole process of tshuva is to return to Hashem. But if Hashem is with us at all times, so then it's the question then is, okay, so then what's happening here? So it goes on and it tells us in the same parsha here, Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ves levav zarecha. God will, so to speak, He will circumcise, He will remove the barriers from our hearts. He will remove the barriers. So what happens over the course of a year, in the course of our lives in general, is that we become hardened. Life is not easy, and things are difficult, and we become hardened. We become, you know, if anything, if we look back when we were children in our innocence, we have a certain openness that as we become mature adults, we lose that innocence. We lose that willingness to be open to things. And this process of tshuva is supposed to bring us back to that place of openness. And that's what it says. When Hashem will bring us back, He will remove the barriers. Umal is from the word of circumcised, to take off that foreskin, the thing that's above that separates, to get us to that place of openness, to be able to see ourselves and not like block whatever it is that gets in the way. And so that as we come to Rosh Hashanah, as we prepare, as we're in this process of coming back, we have to realize something very important. Tshuva, the Rambam talks about the idea that we're supposed to always be involved in tshuva. So does that mean that we've always been always sinning, and that's why we're always supposed to be involved in tshuva? And the answer is no. Tshuva is not predicated on the fact that we sin as much as tshuva is predicated on the fact that we're naturally distanced in a certain sense, and we need to come back. We need to reconnect to Hashem. And so that's what we say during this time period. We read the paragraph from Tehillim, L'David Hashem Ori, and we ask what David HaMelech, or King David, said, Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem osa avakesh. What am I asking? What do I request from Hashem? I want to dwell in Hashem's house, and I want to be like a visitor. I want it to be fresh. I want it to be new. And that's what we're talking about here, is that as we come to Rosh Hashanah, and we are entering this process, we want to come back. We want to come back, and we realize, it says, V'shav Hashem l'kecha, Hashem is with us. We just need to let the barriers drop. U'mal Hashem l'kecha, es levavcha v'es levav zarecha. Hashem will remove those barriers for us and help us. In order to what? Li'ahava es Hashem l'kecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafsha. So that we can love Hashem with all of our hearts and with all of our souls. And you know what that brings us to? L'man chayecha. In order for us to be able to truly live, to really become what we can really be, to really have a life that's full and satisfying, we need to be able to remove those barriers, to create a certain vulnerability, to be willing to be open, and to explore, and to be willing to fall and to get up again, and to fall and to get up again, because in the process we're becoming. And that's what Hashem really wants, is for us to become, to develop, and to become the best that we can be. And at the same time, realize that in that process, we're supposed to have this incredible love relationship with Hashem. And so with that, I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful, happy, and healthy New Year. And it should be a year of good health, of tremendous blessing. Should be a year that we're able to get back together and see each other in person, be able to celebrate, and that when we go through difficulty, it's from that place we're able to become that much greater. So Hashem should bless us, that we should take this difficult time that we've experienced in terms of the whole entire world, and it should become a building block to make us that much greater. Good Shabbos, and happy and healthy New Year.